you are finally joined by me, Fleishy, and I am joined by Anna.
Hello.
And Aaron.
Hello.
Hooray, we have an episode.
If it records.
If it records. So I've been away, so I don't know what's been going on with everything. So Aaron's won some sort of competition to give away Lego City Undercover.
Yes, yes. Well, we basically, it wasn't really competition. It was, I gave away the code on a mini little recording. And the first person to redeem it, an apology, and the first person to redeem it gets it.
Has it been redeemed, do we know?
I don't know. I've no way of telling until I try and redeem it.
Oh,
unless I already have it.
That
probably
won't be any time soon,
I won't be doing it, yeah.
Okay, well, if whoever redeemed it could let us know. That was Lego City Undercover on the PC?
Yes, on Steam, yes.
Which I have installed, but I haven't started playing. Because I've been away. What have you guys been up to? What's been going on in the world of the Loopcast?
I've been sick.
Still?
No, I was sick until about this last week, but then you were away being a tourist, I guess. And then this week, this Monday, I went to be a tourist in this country.
In my fair city.
Yeah. Which. We dropped off Rue at his residential, and 5 minutes before he dropped him off, he was like, shall we go to London? And we've dropped him off, and I said yes. So we picked up the girls and we went to London for the day.
Very lovely. What did you do?
We went to the one with Nelson's Column, one of them.
I believe they call that Trafalgar Square.
That one. And then we just did some walking and went down to the Thames. And the eldest froglet was like, oh my god, look at my shoes. She went in shiny Doc Martin shoes. She looked at them and you could see that you could get your finger and go across them and the grime and just nothing. Like, they weren't shiny. No, just walking around.
Uh-huh.
And she had shiny shoes on and you could see like the grime. You could put your finger through it. And she's like, what is happening? I was like, that's London for you.
Air quality in London is not nice. The worst is when you blow your nose after being on the tube.
Yeah.
It comes out like black. It's horrible.
Yeah, but we did that. That's what we did. And then, and now I'm here now. And yeah, that's been me.
Aaron, what have you been up to? Why have you not been recording episodes with yourself?
With myself? I thought it might be a bit boring if I just did a monologue every week. I have been playing some games. And some games other than Persona, which is weird. I thought, basically, as soon as that arrived, that would be it.
Right.
But I've been a bit tired after. I don't know. The early starts are getting to me, and I've been a bit tired in the evening. So I haven't been wanting to come and play PS4, so I've been playing on the tablet and things.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fill us in with what you've been doing.
Okay. Played a bit of Night in the Woods. Which is sort of a point-and-click adventure-y platforming game. I've not played much of it. It's a story-based game. You're a cat, a person cat, that's been away at university or college or something, has come back, has flunked out, come back to a hometown, and just catching up with friends.
Oh, what are you playing this on? This has been very good.
This is PC. It's on Steam.
Oh, I have to get involved.
Yeah, so that looks quite good. I've only played a bit of it. I think I've played the first day or two. Yeah. It is really nice. The art style, the music, the bit of story I've seen so far is all good. I'm not sure about platforming, because there's a little bit of that in it. Not huge amounts, as far as I can see so far. But yeah, I'm not big on platforming, so as long as I don't have to do too much of that should be good. So yeah, got to play that. What else? Played a bit of Salt, which is a single player survival game. Still early access, still early days for that, so won't go into that much. Played some Line, L-Y-N-E.
What's that?
It's a puzzle game. I think it's designed for tablets, which is good because I'm playing it on my Windows tablet. Mm-hmm. I've got it on Steam. But basically, you have to draw lines between. Basically, you've got some triangles, some diamonds, and I can't remember what the other one. I think squares are the other one I've got so far. And you basically have to join all those shapes up together. So all the triangles, you have to join one line to join all of them together.
Right.
And then you have to join all the squares together with one line, starting and ending in the right icons. And your lines can't cross. And now I've got certain blocks that have to be gone through a number of times. So some blocks have to be gone through twice. Some blocks have to be gone through three times. But they're generic blocks.
Okay.
So your triangle line can go through it and your square line can both go through it. But you have to go through it that many times. So, yeah, it's quite a nice little puzzle game. And it works great on the Windows laptop. Because it's a really low-powered game. But yeah, it's a Windows game, so it's quite nice. If you've got a Windows tablet, that's quite good. I assume it's on Android and iOS. I don't know. I've not looked. Yeah, it's really. It was. I think it was something like £1 or something, or £2 in a sale.
You'll give it a go, type things.
Yeah. It was. I had a look on Steam on there. These work with touch controls.
Okay.
And it was quite highly rated on there, so I thought I'll give it a go for a quid or two. So that's
like a VR sale, wasn't it?
There was a VR sale. Most of them I already had though, or I didn't want. So that's normally how it works. Yeah, and then I've been playing Tender Loving Care.
What's Tender Loving Care?
It's an old CD-ROM game. That's been redone for Steam, but not really. It's just been, you know, it's been tarted up a bit so it works on the new versions, but that's it. I don't know. But yeah, it's got I can't remember his name. Well, there's a famous actor in it, and then some really poor actors as well. But yeah, it's a FMV game.
Okay.
Although rather it's a choose your own straight to TV movie.
That's so interesting.
It's quite horrendous, the game is. It's quite an interesting little experiment, and it was quite cheap, I think, at the time. So I thought I'd give it a go. I've seen it on a playthrough on YouTube. I've seen somebody play it on YouTube, so I thought, oh, that looks quite interesting. I'll not watch anymore. I'll buy it and play it. So yeah, I've got through, I think, about 4 days of that, and that's another low-powered game, so it'll work on my tablet. But I think I have to use the mouse for that. I think I can't. Use a touch. It doesn't work very well with a touch.
Use a trackpad.
You could use a trackpad, but I don't have one on my tablet.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I thought you were in laptop.
No, it's a tablet. So, yeah, so I can play it on the PC as well, obviously, with a full mouse and keyboard and everything. But yeah, I don't need a controller thing. I guess Steam controller would work. But yeah, that's quite interesting. It's really, really... Yeah, it's one of those straight-to-TV, Sunday afternoon sort of mystery drama program film things. It's weird, but yeah, it's quite interesting to play. I played some more Elite Dangerous because the new patch is out, and obviously some Persona.
There's been a problem with the Elite Dangerous patch, hasn't there?
Has there?
Yeah, they've had to roll back the gallows.
Oh yeah. There was a bug in the background simulation that meant some ticks weren't happening or something.
Yeah,
so they had to roll back a week?
Like, doing the faction stuff. Noticing that their faction, all their hard work, went out, basically.
Yeah. Oh no, it's only a couple of days because it's only been out a few days. It's only been out since Tuesday, so it can't have been a whole week rollback.
Yeah, I think they've had to roll back to the beginning, but there's also latest additions.
Yeah. I haven't tried it because I haven't had. I was waiting for you or Si to be on. Because I've because there's a sale on, so I bought Horizons for my second account. So Si has Horizons now, so we can all play. You've got Horizons, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we can all play multi crew.
Nice.
So if I buy a nice big ship, we can all.
Three. Three's the maximum.
So, and you can launch two fighters at any one time.
So if I keep... Me inside, like, jump out. And do we get credits that come back to our game?
Yes. You get some credits. They've limited it, though. So if you're a harmless player, or mostly harmless, you don't get many credits. But if you're elite ranked combat, then you get lots of credits. Yeah. Well, no, it's you get credits, but not as many. The idea is so that you don't. It's not a way of pumping up early players.
Right.
So I can't spam you through the early ships, give you loads of credits.
So what rank
is the idea? What? No, you can go in at any rank.
No, I'm saying it's just get credits.
No, everyone gets credits, it's just that depending on what your combat rank is, depends on how many they are.
Right.
So everybody gets credits, but elite players will get 50% of what I get.
Okay.
So I get the full amount. It's weird, because they don't split it, so you don't say, oh, I get 70% and you get 15 and Si gets 15. I get 100% and then you get extra.
Okay.
So it's not a real world example, because obviously we'd have to split the bounty if it was a real world.
Right, I'm with you.
Because they're only prepared to pay so much bounty, but obviously it's a computer game, so I get 100% of the bounty and then you get extra on top of that. So each kill gives out more money, but
it's almost like they thought it through.
Hmm. Yeah. So there's no downside for me taking on extra NPCs. And in fact, if my ship blows up, I get a discount on the rebuy cost. It's my faction that counts. I can't quite remember how it works in if you shoot a policeman.
I'm supposed to the police go after the ship.
Yeah, so I get a bounty on my head because you shot somebody.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know how they manage that. I think at the moment I just get the bounty, so. I think you may get something because when you set up a multi-crew, you have to say what it's for. So if it's for piracy, then that's fine. You're allowed to shoot. You have to declare what the multi... Yes, so that if somebody's joining me, they know what's going on. And they know what they're allowed to do. So I say, yes, we're just... we're lawful bounty hunters, or we're pirates, or we're trading, exploring sort of thing.
So could you like deploy me inside to a planet? I think we can explore for you.
No, you can't do SRVs from multi-crew at the moment, because you're not there effectively.
Right.
It's a hollow presence of you. But you can fly fighters because they're all remote flown anyway.
Right.
and you can activate the guns and things, but you can't actually take an SRV out. Because in theory, you get in the SRV. I think that's the reasoning they've put in so far. Okay. It's all game mechanics. It's just some reason for game mechanics to appear. I think they can't do it at the moment. I think there's a problem. Because obviously, it all works slightly different, and splitting off and joining back up again will make it complicated. Because obviously, if I drop you on a planet, then you call a ship back. That will call your ship to that planet, even though you've been teleported across the galaxy. Because that's another thing, we don't have to meet up to multi-crew.
That's awesome.
So we haven't got this, because when we wanted to play before, we had to both try and get to the same place,
yeah,
to wing up.
To get to the same place.
Yeah, and by the time we'd done that, that was about it, really.
Yeah.
So, so this is just instant, you join my ship, there and then. It's straight away, so that makes it a lot easier. That's quite good. So that's there. And say I've been playing Persona.
Go on then. You've had a chance to do it now.
Yes. But Anna's further than me.
Yeah, I am.
Anna, knowing Anna, has been playing successfully. Is that fair, Anna?
Not really.
Really?
Really. So, We got it a few days prior release because I have no idea. It came, Kev had the collector's edition and it turned up a few days earlier.
Oh, did he get the bag?
Yeah, they got the bag. And it just sat in the box. Like, he wasn't playing it because he was going to play it in the garage. Well, he was going to let's play it, but then there was a lot of planning going on, so he's not. But I was just like, it's over there, no one's playing it, and I can't be doing with having a game in the house and it not being played at least once on release. So I put it in, I thought, oh, I'll give it an hour. And I enjoyed it a little bit. 22 hours of it.
Because you didn't like Persona 4 Golden, did you?
No.
What's this doing different?
It's pretty.
It's a lot more stylish, this one.
Yeah.
But then again, it is on the PS4 rather than... Although it's on PS3 as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the Golden was on the Vita. Now, the Vita, yes, it's pretty, got a nice screen, but it's got its limitations.
Right.
Well, it's a PS2 game, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Persona 4 was a PS2 game that was ported to the Vita and then up-resed a bit and added some extra stuff added to it.
Okay.
Yeah, Persona 3 and Persona 4 were both PS2 games originally.
So they skipped a generation then. Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. So I was playing it and just enjoying what was happening, doing this. These palaces that you have to do, which is where you have to go and steal someone's heart, I believe. And basically, it's that they're...
Metaphorically or literally?
Metaphorically.
Okay.
It's their heart, but it's their... It's their mind's heart, should I say. Not their physical heart.
So it's what they think is... So the first one, spoilers, is it's a gym teacher, and in his...
Oh, is it still set in a school?
Yeah.
It's Persona. You're a school kid.
You're a kid. And this guy, in his subconscious, sees the school as his castle, and his price is... I think, was it a trophy or a crown? I think it's a crown, and you have to go and steal that treasure for him to have a change of heart in the real world.
Yeah, where I am in the game, because I haven't stolen his treasure yet, you don't know what it's going to do to him.
Yep.
So it basically says he may die.
He may. Yes.
If you steal his heart, he may lose the will to carry on. And just die.
Yeah, so I think you have a choice when you get a bit further. I can't remember exactly how it went, because again, I'm still new to the game, so I don't know whether it has different paths that lead off. So I'm just going on my way and doing it.
I think there's 5 endings.
Okay, that's but not too bad.
It's a Persona thing. There is only one true ending, though. But you may not get the true ending. You may spend 60, 70 hours playing this game, or maybe 100, and then not get the good ending and have to start again to get a good ending.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me that much. I don't care to play it again. Like I said, I've got 22 hours in, and I think it has an in-game clock, because it goes through months. So yes, you start and it gets to the school end, I believe, and I don't like that, because I was led to believe that you could basically, when you're not doing the mission, you could go out and do what you want. I haven't had that chance because of the stupid cat. I've seen articles this week about that cat being annoying, because it's annoying because you come out, because you get to choose when you fight, basically. You initiate your party, and then you can go fight in the dungeons. But then when you're not in the dungeons, so say you come home in the evening, you can't go out. You can't go out. You can't study. You can't even read a book. You can't do it. It just goes, you must be tired. Go to bed. And that's all he ever says is go to bed.
I've read a book in the evening. You have to go to the counter in the cafe.
Oh, I've done that. But he says, no, you must be tired. Go to bed. Honestly, I swear to you, like, after you've done the first, castle palace thing, he is the most annoying thing in the world. I want to give him away. He's so annoying. No
one. Yeah, because I haven't finished the first palace, but I have read a book at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I read half of it, and then I read the rest on the train. Because certain days you get a seat on the train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's weird.
It's weird. It is. But it's the same. It's the same as Persona 4 Golden, in that you have a year, and it's all done by days. So certain, throughout this year, each day you'll be able to do certain things, and you'll get to choose what of those things you do. So on a given day, you may have a question in the morning to answer in class.
Yep.
If you get that right, you get a skill point of some description, either courage, knowledge, or there's a couple of others, charm. Then in the after school, you get to do something. Unless most of the time, I think, after the initial thing, the intro to this is something like 6 or 7 hours at least, till you actually get unlocked and able to do stuff. So yeah, you may get to do something after school, and then you may get to do something in the evening, depending on the weather, say what else you've done that day, and other factors, whether certain people are busy or not. So you can either hang with friends, you can study, you can read books, go to the bathhouse. Have you done the mini game on the baseball?
No, won't let me.
Oh.
I go and it goes, I try to go to the door, and that stupid cat, no, you're tired, go to bed. I'm like, I don't want, because I've got the options to go out in the evening.
Yeah.
And it won't let, that cat just says no, all the time.
Weird, because he's not been doing that to me.
All the time, he's so annoying. I want, because Kevin's like, it's not an open world game. I was like, yeah, I know that, but he's given me the option to go out in the evening, but that stupid cat over there won't let me.
Yeah, because you have to go and visit the doctor and things like that.
The cat tells you, go and see the doctor today. So as long as that cat says go, it just seems that this cat is is putting me through the game, so it's like linear. So the cat says do it, you go and do it. But if you want to go and do something on your own, that's chance. It's really, really frustrating after the first like palace thing. It is so frustrating.
I have to see after finish this palace then.
Yeah, it's getting on my nerves. Like, I haven't played this week because I've just been busy. So I've got kids off and I have not had chance to play it. So, and I can't play it this week because Kev's off work. So at the moment, I am not playing it. But I guess I will go back to it because it is mental. The game is insane. Like,
I've been playing some of it remote play. So I've got my second PS4 controller, the one that's slightly broken, attached to my tablet, so I can remote play it on that, or I can I've been remote playing it on my Vita.
It's mental. It is such a weird game. I just sit there and go, what is happening on my screen? And like, I just don't like that. We've got the soundtrack that's in the car. It's so. Yeah.
Well, the soundtrack you get with the collector's edition is just a cut down version. It's not the full soundtrack.
Oh, is it not? Jeez.
No. There's a 4-disc soundtrack.
Okay.
I've been trying to get it, but the only price I've seen is about £60, which I think's a bit pricey for a soundtrack.
We've got 19 tracks.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
You've probably got all the decent ones.
Yeah, we've got the ones that we know. The personas in this game are also mental. Like, the way you have to talk to them mid-battle.
Oh, when you try and chat them up. Yeah.
It's, you're chatting up monsters, basically. And you're like, and you have to get their personality right. And it's just like, what is happening?
Yeah, so you're really not.
The style on it, though, you have to watch some of it. Just the style.
Do I need to play Persona 4 to get the most out of this thing?
No. It's a new game. If you play Persona 4, you'll get what's going on a bit better because you'll know what the structure is. But as I said, they do a 6 or 7 hour tutorial, so you'll get it. They'll feed it to you. Well, because you've got loads of cutscenes and.
By feeding it to you, do you mean they'll force it down your throat until you get it?
No, they'll only show you each thing once, but the entire intro takes you through all the backstory, some of the backstory, motivations, who your main characters are. Basically, it builds all the background for you, and also teaches you all the different things. So it doesn't give you a tutorial that you can skip if you already know all the things. You have to go through it all. And they slowly introduce things. So to start with, you get a persona and you can just do a persona power. Then it teaches you to hit with melee. And then later on it gives you a gun and all sorts. So it slowly introduces the skills for you. A persona
like a Pokemon.
Is... Yeah, think of it as a Pokemon. Yeah. That's how everyone's been saying, yeah.
Lucky game.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I hated 4. Well, yeah, I hated 4. I didn't understand why Kev liked it so much. But I put this in and it is fun. Like, it's like, oh, okay, I can see why. I have bought Persona 4 now. It's now on my Vita. But I don't want to mix the two games up at the moment. So, but I've got it and I probably will go through it at some point. But... It's a weird game, but it's fun and it's different. It's not like everything else that's out there. It's very different. And people are loving it. Like people on my Twitter are raving about it. And I'm like, okay, this is a game people want to play. So,
yeah, if you're into JRPG, so if you're really into your Final Fantasy and things like that, it's a really good one of those. And the style is really good. Like when you finish a battle, they don't just give you a list of, oh, you got this much credit, this much XP, and this item. They do a whole animation sequence.
Yeah.
To tell you what you got. and the all-out attacks and.
Oh, and the soundtrack. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's great. Mental, but it's the style so on good. It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
What does it do?
It's just a great soundtrack. It's
the great the soundtrack and all the visuals that go. Even the menus look are all stylized. It's all meshes together really well. It's yeah, they've done a good job of it. They've taken what 5 years to do it, but you know.
Mm. Well done, then.
Wow.
They've taken a while, but yeah, they've done a good job.
Wow, what are you playing?
Literally, what am I playing? Or what am I playing at the moment in general?
What have you been playing?
So, you know, I went away on a holiday.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would be a really good idea to take my consoles with me. As in, like, my 3DS and my Vita.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
like, say.
One. Okay.
So, I took my 3DS to my Vita.
Uh-huh.
And I literally played 20 minutes on the Vita, and that's all I touched all the day.
Wow.
So, I played 20 then. Minutes of XCOM.
Okay.
That was quite fun, like that.
I can't say I've played it on a Vita, so...
No, no, I should imagine that screen looks quite small.
It's alright, you know, it works really well. Never really played much XCOM before.
Which XCOM is this?
This is XCOM 1.
Okay.
Or the, I think it's Enemy Unknown.
Okay, yep.
One of the two. And... It's good fun. I've got no urge to go back and carry on. I've done like the first four missions or something.
Okay. Not a fan.
Right. I don't quite see all the fuss was with it.
Yeah. I quickly got fed up with this. I can't even remember the name.
XCOM,
there we go. Sorry, it completely went out of my head. I've played all of them and I'm just like, I have no reason to go back. I know the gist of what's happening. It's, people love it though, don't they?
Yeah.
They go mental for it. But it's not for me. At all. And obviously not for you, because you get 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like... I like the strategy element to it. I just didn't have patience for it. Maybe I'll There was on iOS a Warhammer 40k game that was very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a bit of an XCOM clone. And I preferred that.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't they make a Space Marines game recently? That was a bit... Yeah, it was turn-based in a ship.
Space Hulk.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't play Space Hulk.
No, I didn't. I didn't get on with XCOM. I don't know why, because I did like the first one.
You also didn't get on with XCOM. Oh, XCOM 2 you mean you didn't get on with.
The one that's... You know... It was released a few years ago.
Enemy Unknown.
Yeah, I think that was what it was called. I got on with the original one. I think it was on PC back in the, 486 days.
Mm-hmm.
On floppy disks and the like. I quite like that, but then again, I was into those sorts of games, turn-based strategy games. A lot of them were on the PC back then.
Right. Yeah, I just feel... So I was going to say, I feel like my taste in games has moved on, but it really hasn't. The other thing that's happened since getting back from holiday... A few things have happened. I mean, the first thing that happened, Anna, is that I souped up my PC.
Ooh!
So we'll go a little bit technical for a second. I used to have a i7-920, which is one of the original generation of i7 processors. And that's now 8 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the motherboard that it required at the time, which is something called an X58 motherboard, I could get a special type of server chip of the same generation.
Oh.
That's as powerful as sort of a couple of generations old i7s now.
Okay.
But it's got 6 cores and 12 threads, and it's very, very fast, and I've overclocked it to 4 gigahertz, and it's... It's wondrous.
Does it suffer from the lack of the gaming extras?
What do you mean?
As in, it doesn't. I assume it doesn't have all the 3D, whatever it is, the equivalent of 3D now that the modern i7s have on them. Well, it's all the extra gaming instructions on the chip.
I guess not.
I don't know. I don't know whether they do. I would have thought they would have just upped the clocks and upped the processor cores rather than adding all the extra instructions. I don't know. I don't know how it works these days.
I don't know, but this thing is an absolute beast now in the game. The only thing I need to do now is change the graphics processor at some point.
Yeah, I keep looking at getting a new chip for mine because my i5's looking a bit tired. But
have a look at the server chips that are available for your generation of motherboard.
Yeah, I might do because that's the problem, is that if I can't get another chip for my motherboard. In fact, I can't get a new motherboard with the same chip spec if I wanted to. And if I upgrade the motherboard, I have to upgrade the RAM.
Right.
It's just everything, isn't it?
I'm not touching my motherboard as long as I
can. Yeah. So I've put an external card in for disk, because some of the ports are not responding on my SATA controller. So I've put an extra controller in.
I would definitely recommend having a look at the Xenon chips that are available. So this one was £45 on eBay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That is.
That's upgrade, it's crazy. And at this point, Aaron will take over talking about how he's going to upgrade his PC.
No, because I'm not planning to do it any time at the moment, because I've just got this 10 and 1070 chip. I did want to. I've been looking at the 1080 Ti's, but they're ridiculous prices these days. Trying to go for them. I think there's something like £700 for a graphics card, which, to be honest, I don't think I've paid. I don't think I've even paid that for the entire machine. No, it's the new chip. It's not long been out. The new graphics card. So, you know, give it another couple of months, and they'll be down at least £100, I should imagine. It's very strange.
I updated my technology.
Oh yeah.
I got a 4K TV.
Oh, you finally got your 4K. Yeah. You've been after that for ages, haven't you?
We got somebody and I told him he gets me a TV or he can't have his drone. So I got a new TV. And I love it. And it's the best thing in the world. It's mental. It's got all these stuff, things that I can talk to my remote. I can press a button and say YouTube, and YouTube will just appear. It has a Netflix button. There is a button that says Netflix.
Oh, right, yeah.
Press it, and then Netflix. So I don't have to turn on a console to get Netflix on it. It's already on there, and it's HDR, and it's 4K, and it's just mine. I don't have to share it. And oh my gosh, how thin are these things nowadays? Like, I don't understand where they put all the stuff. They are so thin. It's mental. But yeah, I upgraded. I'm very happy with it. It's beautiful. And I have played a lot of games since you've been off.
Oh, yeah?
I have. So I played Styx. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's Shards of Darkness or something. I watched a video on this and I thought, oh, that looks kind of cool. So I bought it and I played it and I was like, yep, this is kind of cool. Kept going on and then it was just like, this game very boring and very samey and very stealthy. Like, it is just pure stealth all the way through. And it got annoying. No, like, I don't mind stealth games, but this was like, stealth I can do. No, Kev hates stealth. I don't mind it. I've played like Thief and stuff like that, but this was like stealth, thinking out the box stealth. Like, you have to get from one area to another without being seen, and I'm like, what? And I was on easy, and I was just like, I can't do this. So that kind of came and went, and I was just like, can't do anything with that. What else did I buy? I bought Wildlands.
Did you? On what?
On the PlayStation.
Oh, good. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I've playing on your own is not fun.
No, it's not a game for you on your own.
No, because I heard it was single player. I was like, okay, I liked The Division. That was cool. So it was like Tom Clancy. I can get into that world, but I did like the whole first. Is it like mission or whatever where you have to take out that couple? I did that all by myself.
The whole thing all the way to when you kill them.
Yep, and I feel like
you're
really neato. Yeah, it's like it's all right, but I'm bored. Like, yeah, it was boring.
Yeah,
doing it with like because you got your AI and they do nothing unless you go out first. They're awful. So
I think there is a button that you can press to send them off to go and do stuff.
Okay. Well, like, I was using my drone a lot and then telling them to shoot these people and this person. But that gets boring when it's the same. So I've still got it. It's around. So I just thought, okay, leave that alone. And then I got Mass Effect. Mass Effect.
I forgot to put that one in my list. I put this on Origin. That's one.
Okay. So, Mass Effect. I have fond memories of the last generation. This generation, the facial animations do not bother me at all.
Apparently, they've been fixed in the latest patch.
They have been fixed, but when I started it, there was only one bit when she went, "My face is tired." That annoyed me. I just didn't understand. I don't understand that wording. Like, my face is tired. I don't understand
it's a phrase.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, whatever. The problem with the animations where their eyes were too big. They looked like Pixar characters, right?
They didn't have eyelids.
They were too bright as well.
Yeah, they were just like.
Too big, too bright, and didn't look in the right direction.
Yeah, they didn't have any dimension to them. They were just big, white eyes, and they didn't seem to blink. But it didn't bother me. I thought, right, I'll look past this.
Literally.
And, and I did the first work. Well, I did the 10 hours first, the 10 hours that came out before it was released, and really enjoyed it. I was really annoyed when it finished, because you have 10 hours of the game, but only a portion of the game. So I did the portion within like 4 hours, and I had 6 hours of doing what I wanted, which was fine. So I started the game, I was like, blah, 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 yep, go through this. Then the world kind of opened, and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And there's a bunch of stuff to do, which is fine by me. I don't mind a bunch of stuff. You've been asleep for 600 years, went to these planets to start anew, but something's gone AWOL, and you need to find out why these planets that were perfect for you are now not working for you. So after 600 years, something's gone messed up. But the thing is, each world you go to, if they're the golden world, it's doing the same stuff. So go to these coordinates and open up the vault. Go down to the vault and turn it on, and then run out for the... Like, if you don't run, you'll die. And it just seems a lot samey for everything you do. Now, the stories on there are different. So, I don't know, on one world you had a murder to solve, and another one you had a murder to solve, but it was a different way of murder. And it just seems a bit like cut and paste on every world. I don't know if that's me, but that's what I feel.
I've only really done the first world, so...
You had Eos, which was the first world. But, so with Eos, was it temperature that you had an issue with? Was the temperature off?
No, it's radiation.
I think it was one of them. So you have a car to go around in, the Nomad, which is fine, it works, it does what it has to do.
Is it better than that Mako thing?
It works, it does what it needs to. So it gets you around the planet. You have a certain section of the planet that you can go around. You can't go around all of it, because that would just take forever. But you have a very big area to traverse in, and you have to go and do bits and bobs. Some of the things that annoy me about the game is, like, I'm driving in my car, I've got a waypoint to go to, and I'll just be going, it's quite a way. So it's just a straight line, but then the game will freeze, but the sound will still go. And it stutters, it's like, it will stop for a good 5 seconds before it knows what it's doing and start again. That is frustrating for a game that's been 5 years in the making. Yeah, and it just seems not polished enough. And sometimes, like, you'll be in fighting and she'll just stay in the air, because you have jetpacks now, so you can jump up, but then she'll stay there and she won't... It doesn't feel... That shouldn't happen, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the air, you're getting shot at, and you're going to die if she doesn't hurry up and fall down. And... Mass Effect. But they did release a patch, I think it was last week. They have fixed some of it. They've not fixed all of it, but I think they released it a little bit too early. But hopefully these patches will come out and make it the game everyone wants it to be, because it's a bit broken.
I don't know. Are they going to...
Really broken?
Pardon?
Is it really broken?
Some of it... It doesn't seem to gel right somehow. Like, when you've got these bits where her father is, and she looks like, when she's standing there, she looks demented. Like, you shouldn't be looking at your father the way she's looking at him. It's just weird. And it just doesn't sit right with me. Because I played Mass Effect 3 just before this came out. And this is, like, what? Xbox 360. And, yes, it does. You can tell it came out then. But it looks a hell of a lot better than these people. These people look like they're from Pixar. And it just doesn't seem to be right for Mass Effect. It just seems a bit too clean and flat, and everything is just right, like perfect looking, whereas in Mass Effect was a bit more gritty. You, like, your Shepard would have scars and stuff, and this one, yes, they can put scars on, but they're like, they look pretty, and it, I don't know, to me it just doesn't seem right.
So I've not really got on with any of the characters I've met. Have you found that you actually care about any of your companions, any of the people you're with?
Only the Krogan, because I like them. I think they're funny. But, like, the whole thing that's going on the Nexus, which is the Citadel from the old Mass Effect, I'm like, okay. You had a fallout with some people. They've gone wherever they've gone. Get on with it. It, I know, it just seems a bit like, okay, don't care. Whatever.
So I started Mass Effect 1 the other day.
One?
Gosh, okay.
I never played 1. I started with 2.
Yeah, I went 2, 1, 3.
And going straight to 2.
Mm-hmm.
One apparently is really hard to play.
It's a bit funny to play, but it's okay. I don't quite see how it's like the best thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people say 2 is the best.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 definitely.
What does 2 do that 1 doesn't?
Just, I don't know. Just.
I think you got. Haven't you got the Citadel in 2? And lots of walking around and actually talking to people and doing things that seem to matter. And I think they got rid of the car in 2. But they did do the scanning, didn't they? And you have to scan loads of planets.
I used to love that though in 2. They've took that away as well. But you were saying you played 1, yes.
And yeah, it was okay. I could see why people liked it. It was a bit. It's dated a bit.
Mhm.
Yeah. It's definitely not a. It's definitely not one of these games that's aged brilliantly. But as I said, I just feel bad going straight into 2. But if you're saying that's something I could do,
that's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went 2, 1, and then 3.
Well, I went 3. Realised I wasn't really getting on with the plot, and then went back to 2, played 2, and then went back on to 3.
Awesome.
So I started playing with 3, and then, yeah, went back to 2. Played all of 2, and then went to 3.
I loved 2. 2 was such a good game.
It's one of those series I want to finish, but I've been playing...
Yeah, that's got a bit of mixed reviews, hasn't it?
So here's the problem, is that they decided to let reviewers review it before it released.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released a patch that sorted out all the issues in the reviews.
Ah, okay.
But of course, no one ever bothers re-reviewing.
Oh, no. Well, you wouldn't re-review stuff, really.
It should be a review in progress, shouldn't it, really?
Well, the thing is, trying, you know, you're basically saying to these reviewers, yeah, you spent all this time reviewing our game, but just forget everything you've just done, all that work you've just done on reviewing my game. Here's another go. Give me a proper review this time. And you just, they're just going to go, no, we spent our time that we have for your game on your game. If you can't get it right, then tough.
Yes and no. I mean...
You know, you're asking somebody to redo their work because you didn't give them the version they should have had.
Yeah.
If you're employing them, maybe.
I do think these days video games are such fluid things. It's, you know, it's not like in the old days where... There'll only be certain things.
No Man's Sky's not going to get another re.
No, but No Man's Sky has materially changed.
Apparently.
They've released 2 big patches for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's base building. There's still no co-op.
No, they're not going to do co-op. It's not a co-op game.
They need to do co-op.
That's not the game
It is the game, they said.
No, they didn't say they were going to be co-op.
No, they said there'd be multiplayer.
No, they didn't say there would ever be multiplayer. They didn't say anything about the game. That's the thing.
They said things went to fictional game. Didn't exist. They promised and couldn't.
They did promise anything. That's the thing. That's what the problem was. They didn't actually say... They didn't actually promise anything. They just said, yeah, it's going to be a game. There's going to be some servers that do some things between players. it's like a spec. That you give that spec to anyone to write you a program, and they're going to come back with something you don't want. Because, you know, it's like, you know, you're selling something that doesn't really have a description. Everyone's not going to like it because you're not selling it. You're selling a vague idea of a thing, and everyone's going to make up their own minds about it. And to be fair, it wasn't that good when it came out, even what was out. They're making it better. They've had two big patches, I think, to make it better. They've added loads of game modes and all sorts of extra bits, which I think if they'd released this, it would have been better. It still wouldn't have been everything that everyone wanted, but yeah, anyway.
I don't
yeah.
think it could ever be everything.
Oh no. What everybody wanted was something like Star Citizen's supposed to be when that eventually comes out, if it ever comes out.
Yeah.
But that's now two games anyway, isn't it? They couldn't build that into one game, they've built two.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a single player Squadron 42 or whatever, and there's the multiplayer Star Citizen now.
Okay.
So they've
the single player's out now, no?
Well, I don't know whether it's out. I don't know whether they're dual developing it, because they overpromised and they couldn't put it all in one game, so they've effectively made two games. I must go back to that and have another play of it at some point. But yeah. Okay, yeah, Ukulele.
So Ukulele. So the premise was really simple. They said they were going to develop an N64-era platformer, and they got crowdfunding to do that. And they did that. And lots of people got upset that they actually did what they said that they were going to do.
No, a lot of people did get upset. But what they said was, I don't like this game anymore.
This style of game. They're wrong. it's really fun. It's whimsical. Yeah, it's a bit silly, but whatever. It's like they just don't make games like this anymore.
It's a reason for that.
I was going to say it's not one of those times that there's a reason that they stop making games like this.
I don't know. Is it? I've heard it's a really hard platformer.
It's not hard at all.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'm a platforming god, but I wouldn't say it's I wouldn't say it's hard.
I did see somebody trying to do the slopey thing. Puzzle. There's a mouth on top of a rolling log slope. It took them ages to have a go at that, and they just couldn't do it because you had no idea what you were supposed to do half the time.
So the only thing that I will say I've noticed that's poorly designed was a little racing segment that I had to in World 1.
Yeah.
That was poorly thought through. So it was like a top-down racing thing.
Oh, okay.
And there was no sort of option to bypass it. You had to do it to get one of the things. One of the pages, whatever they call it. And just try and get to grips with it. Once you got to grips with it, fine. But I didn't buy this game to do
a racing game.
A racing game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're making a platformer. Just work with the mechanics you've got. Expand it a bit, yeah, and have moving platforms and whatever platformers have. I don't know. I don't like platforms. Putting a racing game in. Yeah, have a racing game in there, but don't make people do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if it was done well. Like, if they're built a Mantis Burn racing style driving level in it.
Yeah.
Fine. You know, cool, we can handle that. If it was one race, no problem. But this was just. What was that, World Tabletop Racing?
Oh, I don't know.
That awful Micro Machine style racing game on the PlayStation. This was like a bad version of that.
Wow.
The art style, the graphics, it's beyond reproach. It's Brian Kirk, the music, who's the chap that wrote Banjo-Kazooie, Donkey Kong, all those things. It's Dave Wise in Donkey Kong. But it's instantly sort of recognisable as old school Rare style music. Like, it's got that really happy, whimsical feel to it. Art style, rock solid. It just looks absolutely brilliant. I don't understand what people. Maybe I don't understand it because I didn't play it when it had all the bugs and problems with it.
Yeah.
But I don't. In terms of what it's delivered a rock solid platformer in the era of 3D platformers.
But I think a lot of people just aren't into 3D platformers anymore. Especially with as much collecting and hard puzzle solving as there was in the 90s.
I see, I am. So for me.
Yeah. This is reminiscent. If nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, this is I am their target audience. That's what I can say. And they have hit their target audience, as far as I can see. Bang center. You know? There is nothing that I would. I would be very happy to play this with both the Xbox and the PS4 and the PlayStation. And the
wow.
I'm very delighted to play this with both. It's one of those games.
Oh, that's good. If it's.
It ticks all the boxes for me. I really recommend people getting into it. If you liked 3D platformers, obviously don't get into it if you hated 3D platformers. You're not going to like this.
The closest I came was Tomb Raider.
Is that a platformer?
So not very close at all.
So some of the stages were a bit platformy, but yeah, it wasn't really a platformer. I'd say that's as close as I came to liking platformers. So not very close.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I may stream some of it.
You should.
I should. I
probably. I have no desire to play this because I played it at EGX and didn't find it fun. But if I saw someone playing it and thought, oh, okay, it's not what I thought it was at EGX, then maybe I will play it and have a go. But yeah, I didn't like when I played at EGX at all. So maybe I will watch you and have a different opinion.
I'll stream it when I'm playing on the Xbox. It's not as pretty on the Xbox as it is on the PC. Looks gorgeous. It literally looks like you're playing a Pixar game. It's a bit like, what was it that I really enjoyed in the end? Not Sly. What was the other? Who's the one Ratchet Clank?
Okay, yeah.
It's similar to Ratchet and Clank in terms of how solid it looks and feels.
Okay. Yeah, I like Ratchet and Clank. That's death.
But it's very platformy. I mean, you've got to learn platformers to like this game.
Oh, I did. It was weird. Like I had to help a witch do something, and it was just like, why am I helping you? I don't know you. And then there was disappearing blocks, and just like, I think it was the fact that I was at EGX. It was busy. You are not timed, but you only have a set amount of time to do something. So I think maybe that played a part in it. At least if I played it now, I would have the time and stuff. So maybe I will have a look at it and have a go.
See, speaking of streaming, I was streaming Persona. And, you've got to be careful with that, apparently.
Yes, they are demonetizing really, and hating people, trying to ruin it, getting people banned.
Yeah, they're trying to ban accounts and stuff for streaming.
But I can see their point.
I can see some of their point, but they're being a bit over the top with it.
Yeah, like, people are going to choose if they want to watch it or not. I don't think there should be banning people for playing the game. Like, there's games out there I exclusively just watch. I will not play the games, and it will annoy me.
That's what they don't want.
Yeah.
They want, basically, if you want to see what the content of this game is, they want you to buy the game.
Yeah. See, I could. It's like Dark Souls. I hate them games, playing them, but I love watching them. I watch numerous people play them because they're good at the game, and I like the art of them games, but I don't want to play them. But yeah, they're being a bit overprotective of their game. But what can you do? You just, yeah, not a lot you can do, but just don't get caught, people. Be careful. Another game I did play was Lego City Undercover. Got that again.
Yeah, I've got that, and I booted it up, and then went, actually,
yep,
I don't fancy it.
Yep. So I got it. I don't really like it as much as I did. It looked. The cutscenes, when it started, I was like, oh gosh, what have they done? So they've just basically ported the videos out of the Wii U and onto the PlayStation 4. They do look a bit rough around the edges. But when it gets to the game, it's just Lego. You can't make Lego look bad, really. It looks the same. The controls are a bit, I want to say, soft. They just don't seem to move the way I want them to. It just seems a bit like they're stuck in glue or custard or something. Just seems a bit like you want them to move a bit faster than they are. But then I realise it is for kids, basically. I turned this on and my little boy came over and stood next to me. I was like, no. I was like, do you want to go? And he was like, he got his chair, sat down, and he could see where it says press start, so you can have co-op, but it's not co-op like in other Lego games. This is basically a line down the middle of your screen. You play on one side and they play on the other. Do what you want. You don't have to stay together. You can just go off. No, Lego City Undercover. So,
oh, okay.
I give him a controller, and he goes off and does what he needs to, and I just I initiate the story bit. So he'll be, I don't know, the thing that he wants to do at the moment is collect blue coins. So I just send him on his merry way, and I will start missions. He will wait for the cutscene to end, and then he'll come on the missions with me, and then I will start up quests in, like, within the quest, get the story missions, and he will finish them. Like, so when you smash up a bunch of stuff and it needs to be rebuilt, I'll tell it. I was like, come over here and rebuild it, and he will just rebuild it. And it's nice because it is complete split screen, so he's not annoying me when I'm trying to do these things, but he's having fun too. So every day we play a mission, and he's thoroughly enjoys it. He's now wanting to play Lego Star Wars on his iPad. I know it's not the best, but he's getting into Lego games, and I have no issue against that because Lego games are the best. So yeah, Lego City Undercover works. It's a bit like you want them to move, and the cutscenes are a bit ropey, but apart from that, it's a Lego game. PS4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got it on Steam.
Yeah, because you...
If I ever get a Switch, I'll probably do it.
The Switch, yeah. Mm. Zelda's good, though. I do enjoy Zelda on the Wii U. Good game.
I don't know when I'm getting my Wii U back.
Have you not got it back yet?
Oh. No.
That would annoy me, especially being... Like, because you can play Zelda on it. That would do my head in. But well, Zelda on the Wii U is good.
She's given me the Zelda when she gives me the Wii U back, so.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I've so got again, Persona to play, so
exactly.
Not missing out too much.
But I think I'm done for games, except for Prey, which comes out just after my birth. Well, the day after my birthday. I think that's me until we see what E3 brings out. The only thing I can think of getting now is the Uncharted 4, The Lost Legacy, which is August. And for some strange reason, it's £71 on Amazon. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. But I went on Amazon because someone put it on Twitter and I was like, that can't be right. I checked on Amazon. Yeah, it's like 71 quid. I was like, that's just a placeholder. That can't be true. So as long as it's not 71 quid, I'll be buying that. But, yeah. I think I am done for this year at the moment, after Prey. There is not... There's nothing I can think of, because normally it's just the sports games now, isn't it? It gets that part of the year where...
You should definitely check out...
Oh, definitely. I've got a PC that's capable of playing these kind of games. And now Kevin's cleared the desk, I'll be able to play on it. So, yeah, I'll have a look at it when I'm not playing the other weird games I'm playing. Like, right now, I'm playing Diablo. I don't even know why. I just wanted something that could thrash it. Because everything else needs you to think about stuff, whereas this, you just hold a button. Yeah. And it's got the seasons thing going. I still don't quite understand what seasons is. I'm trying to work it out, but you get extra missions or something. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm playing around with that. It's a fun game. To say when they released it, it was a bit broken with all the online auction house. It's a good little game. Yeah.
it's all got a bit better. I'm afraid we're going to need to stop
the show now. It
is late.
Oh. It is late. It is very late, I just realised. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's annoying.
We'll be back next week with another show.
I'm at Mr. Lujo.
I'm at Aaron HUK.
FLYCHY. You can follow the entire show at the Loopcasters. And until next week, it's bye bye from me. And it's a bye
bye.
Bye bye.